Yo, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. We're doing a little bit of Gino and Jasmine. This was the before the 90 days, so does that mean it's older? I don't know. Yeah, her hair is not fucked up like it is now. I don't think I've seen this clip before. If I have, oops. It's hard to tell because in the first frame she's crying, which is most frames of Jasmine. If you could tell by the hat. Even though my last R1 was a lemon piece of shit, I'm going to Wisconsin to pick up another one. Because it was fucking awesome. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Jasmine and Gino. It says Jasmine and Gino got re-engaged. Oh, boy. The reason I want to see this is because it looked like they were arguing in their thumbnail. So how did he bring this up? Like, she's crying. He's like, you know, I'll make it better. And his fucking Elmo voice. I hate this guy. I don't watch these before I talk shit about them. Obviously, I also don't watch the show. So let's watch this clip.
We've known each other for 2.5 years now. And it's like something that we can't overcome.
Yeah, then she pisses on your chest and now you can make it work. Okay, buddy.
It breaks my heart to see Jasmine crying.
No, it breaks your heart because you're currently breaking up with your last bad bitch. Your one and only, dude. No wonder he sticks with her. Do you really think this guy's going to get another hot girlfriend? That was me lowering my glasses. I don't know where they are. Are these my glasses?
You know, I want to save our relationship. I really do.
Why? Because she's hot? Yep. That's why. Because we've all seen how she acts. She's a demon, dude. I think in every clip, she has screamed. Imagine how she is off camera. I mean, this guy sucks too. Don't get me wrong. This guy is objectively worse than her. He's just an incel who accidentally made money in the cryptocurrency market.
I love her. But after our talk in the park.
You can't be rich with them shoes, boy. Hell nah, dude. You got money? Take those off. Grilling shoes. What are those, the Grillmaster 5s?
She didn't seem very willing to try to work things out.
I need to give you something.
It is my piss. I'm going to finally piss on you. I know that might not change your mind, but we're going to give it a try.
Honestly, if a bitch hit me with that, I'd be like, okay. Yeah, I mean, sure. Who am I to say that wouldn't work? Ah.
Okay.
So just a minute.
Please come out with a strap on.
At this point, I'm not really feeling like anything's gonna change. I'm confused.
Shh. I don't give a fuck. Don't care. Not even a little bit. Show me the surprise! You just see a huge dick print in her dress now. He's like, oh, finally! I've been asking my mom for this for years for Christmas.
Could you please stand up?
Now bend over.
Baby.
I would have got hard. Because if a girl drops to her knees, I'm not going to go, oh, she's proposing. She's also on both of her knees. Right now, the cameras are on. Okay. You know I can't perform in front of other people. That's why I pee in the handicap stall. Stand up.
Like, ever since I met you, I crave your smell, your hugs, your kisses.
Your smell. I mean, I get that. But we're looking at him, you know? He looks like he smells like a gamer who pees in Gatorade bottles and forgets them. Like, hearing her say this to him is instantly reminding me of when she's like, I'm gonna go fuck my ex. He's a way better fuck than you. I fucked him recently. Yellow. Fucking pussy. When did spam callers become such bitches? Could have been funny.
And I know, baby, that I'm so messed up. And I'm so crazy sometimes. But I promise that I'm gonna change. And this that I'm gonna show you.
I have been blinded by how stupid this is. I can't believe this is gonna work on him. She's just saying things. You know that, right? Anybody can just say things.
I'm going to change.
Okay, do it. Why are you still crying? And let's not act like Jasmine isn't the type of bitch to be proud that she's crazy.
Okay, before we go on our first date, I have to tell you I'm a little bit crazy. A little bit. But that's fine. You never know if I'm going to hit you with a chancla or a knife.
The engagement ring that you give me. I'm sorry for being a bitch.
Hey, that's not enough, okay? I'm gonna be real. One, most guys don't really care about rings except for me. He's not gonna be like, oh, wow. Take out your tits. Hey, I'm sorry for being a bitch. Yeah, but you still wear one all the time. Yeah, I bet you are sorry. I still hate you.
And wanted you to upgrade this ring. But you know what? Like, in my eyes, and for me, this ring is priceless, and not even all the money in the world can buy it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Jasmine. You believe this fucking face? This lying-ass bitch? Are you kidding me? Oh, we see right through this. Oh, all of a sudden, you realize it's not about the price of the ring. Hmm. You know, when the guy is so rich that people comment on my videos telling me he's rich, it should be a nicer ring. Like, if the guy has the money, it is directly proportional to how much he loves you. If he doesn't, then anything is better than nothing. Like a ring pop, you better be happy about. We can all clearly see through this manipulation, right? Right? I know the majority of my viewers are women, but any guys who are watching this, if you are on your first bad bitch, this will happen. Hold your ground. Know that you can get another one. Unless you're Gino. Then do everything you can to keep her.
Because this is from the love of my life. So, Gino, will you take me, like, as your fiancé back again? Will you marry me?
I get that it's 2023. Chicks got dicks. Guys or women, it's not about what's in your pants, it's what you feel about it. But I don't care who you are, this has got to be a little emasculating. Is that the emasculating? Demasculating? I don't give a shit. You don't feel like a bitch? I would instantly say no. Like, what the fuck are you doing? On international television? Stand the fuck up right now. I'm gonna propose to me. Of course you want to marry me.
Fucking put it in your mouth and swallow it. No balls. Also, I've been in a sort of, why'd I say sort of like that? Sort of similar situation to this, actually. Way too similar. So since we actually know in hindsight that he doesn't hold his ground, that's what I'm curious to watch. Does he hold his ground here?
Probably not. Did I just get cliff hung? Motherfucker. I know what he's gonna say, but that one worked. That cliffhanger worked. Cunts.
But we already know. We already know what happened, so it doesn't matter. Fuck you, TLC. I can imagine it.
He goes, okay.
Big deal. He should have went, oh, there's the ring. Thanks for getting that back. I have to return that. It's almost within the return policy window. 30 days. I know a lot of people are like sick of Gino and Jasmine, but I mean, I saw the thumbnail and I was like, oh, she's crying? Click. There's a couple of videos that I did add to my content list that I'm thinking of doing this week. They are going to be longer. Couldn't do that one today because I got to go to stand-up. And I also filmed an episode of The Comedian. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening everywhere. Comment down below what you guys think. Is Gino a bitch? Yes or absolutely? And like I just said, I finished filming an episode of The Comedian. What's that? I do stand-up comedy and post every single set on my second channel, youtube.com/Markarski. The Comedian is a series that shows the set. Then I break down the entire set, like podcasts out right after. I don't think anybody's ever documented an entire stand-up career before, and I think people might be interested, like, what goes on behind the scenes of stand-up comedy. And you get to see Open Mic 1, and I'm posting episode 167 today. So you get to see the evolution. The first one, you're gonna be like, this guy should never get on stage again. And then you get to watch it up to, like, a sold-out show, and it goes great, and it's like, oh, wow. It's kind of cool to, like, be able to already see that so quickly. And I can't really imagine life without stand-up, actually. It blows my mind. Which is awesome because that means I get to meet all of you if you want, you know, come to a show. Because we plan on doing not just Illinois. We want to go on a tour soon. It's going to be a great fucking time. If you want to check out some shit like that, youtube.com/Mark Harsky. But if you can't or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. We're going to hit 100K by the end of the fucking year. Let's go. Oh, also, the video that I was fighting TLC about that they blocked from the majority of the world is up. You're going to have to like go. It's like it was posted 8 days ago. It's an extreme cheapskates video. It's pretty long, and I think it's pretty good, actually. So I finally just won that battle. Fuck you, TLC. Suck my dick. I mean, you might as well. Your mom already does it. Mwah.